Okay, the Executive Compensation and Evaluation Committee hereby reconvenes into open session at 2:13 PM. I have a draft resolution I'd like to put up on the screen for discussion. Nancy or Matt, do one of you guys mind putting that up for us? I just emailed it to you, actually.
Nancy's working on pulling it up.
Okay. Okay. Looks like you've got it up. So we've got the resolution that is on the screen for discussion. If we have any discussion, now would be the time to make that discussion. I want to give you just a second to read over that so you can take a look at it. We have a discussion, we can do so now. If not, I will read the resolution. So I'll give you just a second to read it. Okay, having given everyone an opportunity to read the resolution, is there any discussion? Seeing that there is no further discussion, I will read the resolution. Be it hereby resolved that the Executive Compensation and Evaluation Committee recommends to the Board of the Directors of the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following resolution. Be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the sustained exemplary performance by the General Manager CEO warrants a compensation increase. However, due to conditions surrounding the current COVID-19 pandemic, the Board reserves taking any action to increase compensation and further anticipates reevaluating a compensation increase as deemed appropriate. Do I have a motion to adopt the resolution?
So move.
Second.
Who was that? I'm sorry.
Ford Taylor.
Second.
Director Taylor makes the motion to adopt and a second.
Yeah. Second. Rick Huber.
And Director Huber seconds the motion. Yes. Please poll the committee.
Chairman Smith.
Yes.
Director Abraham?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Leslie?
Yes.
Presiding Officer Flores?
Can I? Yes. I need to interrupt here. I need a legal opinion from Laura Lee. Are you on the video?
Yes, sir.
I don't think Ford can make the recommendation.
It needs to be one of the members of the committee. Unfortunately, the way our bylaws are, it's the actual committee members who are the folks that need to take action. Even though the officers participate, they're non-voting members of the committee.
So we're not to be called on to vote either, correct?
Correct.
Right.
I'll make the motion then.
Okay. Thank you, Laura Lee. I have a motion to adopt made by Director Huber. Do I hear a second?
Second by
Abraham. I'll second it.
I heard Director Abraham first for the second. Thank you, Director Abraham. Yes. Please poll the committee.
Chairman Smith?
Yes.
Director Abraham?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Leslie?
Yes.
Officers are allowed to vote on this committee.
I don't think we voted in the past on this committee.
I think the only one you can't vote on is retirement.
I can pull the bylaws really quickly if you'd like. Give me one moment.
Are you guys considered ex officio members?
I believe so.
Officers?
When I look in our committee assignment chart, the very bottom of it says, board officers are voting members of all committees except retirement.
Okay, there you go.
My apologies.
I think they can vote, but they don't go to measure a quorum.
Okay, so do we want to record their vote then, Laura Lee?
Yes, I'd recommend you record the vote. I'm looking at the bylaws, just bear with me for one half a second.
No problem.
This references section 8.05.
Okay, I apologize. I just wanted to absolutely verify. So there is participation of the officers. They just don't go toward constituting a quorum. So at this point, everyone needs to vote, you know, both the officers and the committee members. Sorry about the confusion.
Yep, my apologies.
No problem. Thank you both. We want to make sure we get it right. Nancy, would you mind continuing to poll the officers?
Presiding Officer Flores?
Yes.
Director Talis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you, Nancy. There being seven ayes and zero nays, the motion does pass. Before we adjourn, I just want to thank everyone for your participation on this committee. I want to thank the BRA staff for the work they're doing. David, we appreciate the work that you're doing, absolutely. And I also want to say a special thank you to Courtney with the IT department. I know I worked with Ray a little bit to make sure that everything on my end, computer-wise, was set up and ready to go. They did a great job. We're super responsive to make sure that our meeting came off without a hitch the best they could today, and I think they did a really good job with that. So thank you, BRA staff. Thank you, David. Thank you to all of our committee members.